nothing. They shouted as they pushed their prisoners into the ship. Then the warriors clambered aboard themselves. They took their plunder with them. They were men who had slaughtered, and who had become rich on their prisoners, and they were cheerful, careless. And Serpent Breath sang soft in her scabbard. I heard the clatter as the oars were thrust into their rowlocks. A voice called, "Push off!" The great beak of the enemy ship, crowned with a monster's painted head, turned out into the river. "Now," I called, and Cerdric slashed the rope, and our oars bit into the river as I pushed my way forward between the rowers' benches. "Pull!" Ralla roared. "Kill every last bastard," I shouted, as I climbed onto the bow platform where my shield waited. "Kill them all!" I put on my helmet, hefted the shield, and slid Serpent Breath from her scabbard. She did not sing now. She screamed. "Kill!" I shouted. "Kill! Kill! Kill!" Ahead of us, the enemy ship slewed as panicked men missed their stroke. They were shouting, scrambling over the benches where a few men still tried to row. Women screamed and men tripped each other. "Pull!" Ralla shouted. Our ship surged into the current as the enemy was swept towards us. "Now!" I called to Cerdic, and he threw the grapnel so it caught on the enemy's bow, and he hauled to sink it into the ship's timber and so draw her closer. "Now kill!" I shouted.